Blackstone Audio presents Her Deadly Mischief by Beverly Graves Myers. Chapter 1. Did I lay eyes on the lovely Giulietta before she died? Try as I might, I'm unable to remember. It was opening night at the Teatro San Marco, with all the attendant bustle and confusion on both sides of the crimson curtain. Though the performance had barely begun, I'd already torn the tunic of my soldier's costume on a nail protruding from a piece of scenery, and had my toes mashed by a nervous white stallion awaiting his appearance near the end of Act One. Several of my fellow singers were as jumpy as the horse, but they needn't have been. In all my years on the stage, I'd seldom performed such a jewel of an opera. In Armida, Maestro Torani had crafted a spectacle certain to make even the most jaded Venetian sit up and take notice. Besides its delightful score, Armida served up a fiery chariot belching white-hot sparks, and an enchanted palace hung with rotating globes that mimicked an array of silver stars. Our wily maestro had even persuaded the Senate to cough up sufficient funds to uniform the orchestra in scarlet and gold to match the interior of the vast theater. The singing wasn't half bad either, thanks to me and my talented colleagues. I was playing Rinaldo, a knight of the Crusades and hero of the peace. My longtime rival, Castrato Emilio Strada, was playing the Crusader captain and would sing an aria while mounted on the white stallion. Better him than me. The rest of the cast were also singers I had worked with before. All made pleasanter colleagues to sing alongside than the arrogant Emilio, who had recently seen fit to inflate his stage name.